This time of year, many of us have been buying pasta or cans of soup to contribute to food drives. But food banks say they could use foods with protein. From Seattle, KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross has this story of a Bainbridge Island nonprofit that's delivering that in a unique way.
Volunteers are dishing up lunch to about 200 people in need at the Millionaire Club charity in downtown Seattle.
Thank you. Okay, let's do equal sizes here.
But the menu might surprise you.
Today we're serving baked salmon. We're doing brown rice with soy sauce with it.
Brent Herman is director of programs at the Millionaire Club. He says they usually serve fish once a week.
Are the fish days more popular than other days?
It's probably the number one requested lunch we get.
Millionaire Club gets its fish donated from a Bainbridge nonprofit called SeaShare. Jim Harmon is SeaShare's executive director. He says fishermen in the Bering Sea started it 20 years ago. They had an idea of how to make use of fish caught by accident.
When you're fishing for pollock and you get a high-value salmon in your net, the rule was you had to throw that salmon overboard. So there's no incentive to retain it for commercial gain. SeaShare came up with an idea to retain those fish only for hunger relief.
They got the okay, and now more than 200 million seafood servings have been donated. Harmon says sometimes people need ideas for how to cook fish, so SeaShare goes to food banks to share recipes.
We do a lot of canned salmon, so we go and show them how to make salmon tacos, you know, or salmon patties. You can use it as a replacement for hamburger or ground turkey.
Getting fish from the ocean to a food bank in Boston, say, or Los Angeles, is a feat of coordination and goodwill by many companies along the way. But not everything is donated. SeaShare pays for some freezer space and processing. So this month, the nonprofit is trying to raise enough money to give an additional 1 million seafood servings. I'm Ashley Gross in Seattle.